The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
You've got mail.
I've got mail right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. You guys are tuned in with me, Dee. It is Saturday, August the 25th. And of course, those of you that are tuning in, I always start out like this because it's a new thing that I'm doing right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. What happens, you know, being able to do this really cool show that I get to play all styles, all strokes for all folks, you know, as far as music from all over the planet, I wind up getting a lot of mail. And I get a lot of interesting mail for that matter. And it got to the point where I wanted to be able to take the time and take the opportunity to start sharing some of the cool stuff that I get in my mail. And with that being said, today is no different. and I figured, you know, checking the mail live on air was kind of cool. And, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, I get to share the moments, I get to share the, you know, I get to share everything with you guys and you kind of tell me and give me some feedback. Today's mail was interesting. And I don't know if you guys realize this, and this is an opportunity I'm able to take to kind of give you maybe a little bit of background about Radio Memphis, all right? And maybe you guys know this and maybe you don't know this, all right? You know our logo. You know, you've seen the headphones, the skull and headphones. You know, that is a trademarked, copyrighted logo that was created definitely specifically for us. And it was a reason that why it was created. Radio Memphis was, you know, was, for lack of better terms, you know, one of the cool things and the cool stories, you know, behind what it is that we do here, promoting unsigned and indie talent, you know, and talking to some incredible people all over the place, you know, having, you know, live in studio performances, all that crazy stuff, you know, we get to do, you know, everything because we're quite able to, you know, to be creative in that sense. It was also a nod, you know, to pirate radio, and it was also a nod to being able to go into the depths of being able to bring out some of the coolest music out to the world and to the planet that under normal circumstances wouldn't have the platforms or wouldn't be allowed, you know, to be played on certain items, you know, in the spirit of pirate radio. It was also a nod to Radio Caroline, you know, and of course, you know, hey, and, you know, and nod, you know, to them. And so the pirate thing, you know, kind of comes into play, and that's why everybody wants to know, why is it a pirate radio studios and Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated. The nods, you know, to things that have gone and before us to bring some of the best rock and roll and some of the best music, you know, to everyone, you know, ultimately was the gist of it. And the reason why I kind of go into that is that, you know, for the spirit, you know, for the indie spirit of what we do here on Radio Memphis, number one, but number two, for this really cool email that I got from, you know, a particular individual, and this email is coming out of France, okay? And what was awesome about it was, you know, a gentleman by the name of Matthew Torres winds up sending me this email. And, you know, and again, guys, I get a lot of crazy stuff. I get a lot of cool stuff, and there's no telling what the style of music is going to be, and there's no telling, you know, where it's going to go or anything like that. And this one took me by surprise, believe it or not. As it turns out, you know, this gentleman sends me an email, and he says, I am writing to you to introduce you our pirate metal Celtic punk band, Barbar O'Rom, and our first album, Tortes Leros, Minette O'Rom, which was released, you know, earlier in July of 2016. Drawing from this inspiration, you know, from She Santee's traditional music, Celtic rock, Irish punk, and folk metal, we call our stuff rock and rum. Welcome aboard on Les Moettes Reyes, and let's go for a trip across the seven seas with Barbara O'Rum's pirate dress crew, maritime legends, pirate stories, and adventures inspired by the golden age of piracy, an immersive experience. And I'm reading this going, this is serious. So it continues. You know, Barbara O'Rom has played more than 100 shows in France, in Germany, in Belgium, and in Italy. We have in particular anchored the festival in Celtique de Laurent, you know, at the festival Pause Guitar, the Autumn Moon Festival, you know, in Germany, as well as the festival Maritime in Germany, Master Point Festival in Belgium, Geek Ferris, you know, at the Imaginist, the Geek Touch, the Festival Echoes, and Marvelous, and it goes on. The list goes on and on of all of this crazy stuff, right? And so he goes on, we have also boarded the Bikini, the Connex Live, and the Saint des Saints in Toulouse, the Concorde Atlantic in Paris, the Café du Bourg, and the Fil Le Chard, you know, in February of 2018, the Ruins in Bordier, and the V&B in Brive and Palmers, and the Charleston in Amiens in May 2016. We have had the pleasure to share the stages with Tagada Jones, Kelkik, La Petite Fumée, you've got Les Humours, Celebrales, The Moorings, Mask Hell Gaze, and Wood Scream, and the list goes on and on and on. And of course, you know, they give me a couple of links and things like that. And of course, you know, once again, you know, obviously, he tells me, you know, where I can listen to their music and to feel free to contact him for any questions or any requests. I will contact you again when our second album is going to be released. We are currently recording it. Musically Yours, Matthew Torres, Barbar Oram. And so I went and checked out all of this stuff. And this is some fantastical stuff, okay? The entire group is in the pirate, you know, the pirate outfits and stuff, and they're doing these shows, and it is done in a very theatrical manner. And I was like, wow. And this is some serious stuff. And so, you know, I went and I looked a little bit further and just, you know, and I got lost, you know, kind of, there's that thespian that comes out in me. I got very lost in it. So I wrote back to him and I said, thank you so much for reaching out and sharing your story and music. I am quite intrigued, and I was, okay? And I have enjoyed what I've heard so far. And so I went ahead and I asked him, I said, if you would submit a couple of MP3 tracks, you know, we if you'd like to be considered for promo play during Around the World. And of course, I am looking forward to learning more. And as they did, they went ahead and sent us some stuff. And I have to share this with you guys, because this is probably one of the more different things that I have gotten in my mail, you know, for Radio Memphis and Radio Memphis Around the World. But what's so funny is that it not necessarily being so much different as much as it is as hitting home for Pirate Radio and Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated. So I want to be able to share some music for you guys, you know, and definitely coming out of France, you know, in the spirit, you know, in the spirit of the pirate legacies and things like that. Barbar Oram, you know, fantastic stuff. Check them out. They're on social media. And of course, you know, look up Barbar Oram, and that's R-U, that is B-A-R-B-A-R O-R-H-U-M, okay? Alright? Make sure it's A-R-H-U-M 31 if you can get it on Facebook. And it's going to tell you, it's going to go into some of the cool things that they just shared with me on the email, along with, you know, some of the stories and some of the cool things and the immersive experience. They also have a video right when you get on there, and it'll show you them doing it in such fantastic, you know, fanfare. And the thing that came to my mind when I was listening to some of this music is, like, you know, you think about the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and you think about thinking music and sync and licensing and things like that, you know, and all the fun things that, you know, like Disney's and everybody does. It's like, listen to this music and you may get some of the ideas. You know, this is original music that can actually be used to actually be a backdrop for some of these movie scores and some of these shows and things like that. So, you know, definitely one of those that we want to share. If you guys, you know, you like the fact that I check my mail and I check it live with you on air right here during Radio Memphis Around the World, and you happen to have a story and you want to share some stuff with me, please make sure that you drop me a line at my email, Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, at pirateradiostudios.com. All right? And tell me who you are. Tell me your story. Tell me anything. You know, and if you want to, man, definitely share some of your music, because you never know, when I'm checking my mail, I may just share it with everybody else and play it right here during the show. Just like I'm getting ready to do for Barbar Oram out of France. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. We're going to go ahead and play Cor de l'Ocean for you right here on Radio Memphis, because Dee just checked her mail live right here on Around the World.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.